Hezbollah militants killed by letter bomb. Part 3 in the Unwar in the Middle East series, a special report by UnNews, 26 July 2006. Unknown location, Lebanon. A group of Hezbollah militants planning to attack the Israeli headquarters in Jerusalem had their plans literally blow up in their faces last night as an explosion, believed to have been caused by a letter bomb. 3 people were killed and 14 people were injured in the blast. Investigators at the scene of the explosion have concluded that the letter bomb in question was actually one sent by the Hezbollah group. Forensic investigations show that the bomb was addressed to the offices of Ehud Olmert, the Prime Minister of Israel. But unfortunately for the militants, they forgot to apply the correct stamps to the package, and the bomb was returned to sender. Obviously unaware of what had happened, the group opened the package and were surprised with, excuse the pun, blast from the past. Damn it, I gotta start reading these friggin' things before I do the audio. Sorry. Anyway. Evidence also leans to indicate that the bomb was disguised as a parcel containing an iPod as part of a free gift scheme, presumably for money or referring friends in return. That didn't make any sense. No. Unexpectedly, the attack also provoked the international community to respond. Hassan Nasrallah, the leader of Hezbollah, said in a statement today, quote, "Our brothers have died for us in glorious battle. Let them inspire you forward to greater things," unquote. A phrase that is the staple of Hezbollah press releases. Meanwhile, UN Secretary General Kofi Annan said he was shocked at the, quote, apparently deliberate targeting, unquote, of the post. Israel expressed deep regret that it had to fight such incompetent idiots. However, this is not an isolated incident. This comes as the third accident caused this month by malpractice by Hezbollah militants. 5 died last week as they were run over by their own getaway car, and another 2 were killed after they had assembled their rocket launcher the wrong way around. 1 militant was killed by his own people after a debate on the controversial religious issues went disastrously wrong, and a group of 4 attempting to abduct another Israeli soldier were beaten to death by locals after having run out of petrol in their car. In the general scheme of things, things are looking grim for Hezbollah as Israel blew up their UN bodyguard, an event widely whitewashed and poo-pooed by Israel, having cited reasons of collateral damage. In the words of one Israeli security worker, quote, "Shit happens. Get used to it. We're in the Middle East," unquote. This has been the Reverend Simulator for UnNews. Thank you for listening.